Yeah, we speak in time here very well. Okay, it's running now. Hello, I'm Martin Coslett.
And I'm Clara Coslett.
Perfect. Well, first of all, Martin, just talk us through a little bit about this piece and the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, our song is In the Care of Angels, and it was written when my mother was in a care home in Surrey in Dorking. And the carers there were fantastic. She was there for 5 years before she died. They cared for her beautifully, and we thought we'd update it when we realised what the carers were going through here at the moment. We still put names of the people who helped my mum at the end of the song, so that's what In the Care of Angels is all about.
Yeah, definitely. When I perform it, I can obviously, when I sing, I think about my grandma, and it's definitely very personal when I perform it and sing and play. And then it meant a lot more as well when we managed to play it for the 8 o'clock clap 2 weeks ago. And the neighbours seemed to really enjoy it, and the birds also joined in with us, which was really lovely.
We have a skylight bedroom and studio, and we recorded it here, and we performed it in here as well.
That must be the 8 o'clock clap has grown in terms of it was just coming out applauding, but so many people are doing all of these different things, and including you. That must make it extra special, maybe not quite the right phrase, but it must mean more to you that you're able to perform this and bring it to a wider audience because of the recognition now that we all take part in at 8 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. There's almost this unity with everyone. You can hear other people on the streets playing and singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and it's just a feeling that everyone's coming together.
Yeah, there's a saxophonist in the road, down the road from us. I'm not sure what he played. Was it Rainbow?
I think it was
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. We don't know who it is, of course. But
yeah. But yeah, in this social distancing, we're almost uniting as well. Distance.
Well, that has been the other aspect of it, hasn't it? The number of perhaps new friends or new talents maybe that have been emerging, but clearly for both of you, this is music plays, I imagine, an important part in both of your lives.
That's right. Well, Clara's studying at the Royal Central School in London, but of course she's now only doing a few classes online, I think. You can tell.
Yeah, so our showcase and musical obviously got cancelled, so we're doing some online classes, but we hope to resume the course so we can do our performances as soon as it is possible.
But you were on in the On Hope song cycle that the other Palace put on the other night, so Clara's just had a professional debut, you might say. Do you want to tell them about that?
Excellent.
That was the On Hope digital song cycle, and I played violin for a song written by Vic Lander and Maita Cohen, and it was all about hope, and it was from musicians and musical theatre performers from all over the world that came together and had performed different songs, and it was streamed on YouTube on Wednesday night.
And the song was called Beacon.
Yeah.
That's right, it's very difficult.
Martin, just talk us through, and it sounds quite straightforward with your setup, the ability then to put all this together and to bring all this to life, the logistics behind it, was that fairly straightforward to do?
It's not a very big setup. I've got one good condenser microphone and a little Yamaha keyboard and a laptop, and an interface to plug the microphone in. That's pretty much it, really. So it's fairly simple.
And but when we performed it, we had it
on the speakers. We've got a speaker system as well, which we put one by the window.
yeah, And Clara, what kind of feedback have you got from it? What have people said about the track?
Yeah, really lovely feedback. Some of my friends said they were crying when they listened to it, and that they really loved it, especially the names called out at the end. Yeah, really meaningful. I sent it to a few of my friends' mums who are nurses, and they really love it and they've shared it. Yeah, so really great feedback.
Excellent. And then just finally, Martin, just I suppose in this time, the ability to be able to do something like this, we have been hearing, especially here, so many stories of people that are determined to do something because they feel that they need to be doing something. For you both to play a part in either brightening someone's afternoon or just putting your talents to use when it comes to things like this must give you quite a nice sense of pride as well.
Yeah, it does, because I play with Brampton Community Ceilidh Band, and of course we can't do any ceilidhs at the moment, but we've put a recording together of a tune called Sally Gardens, which was rather fun, 16 players on it. I'm a member of Chesterfield Theatre Friends, and of course the theatre's performance industry needs all the backing it can get, especially as we come out of lockdown. And I'm writing, I've got a group called Ashgate Heritage Arts, which is much easier to say as AHA, which is a we do community stories, and we're working on a what you might call a post-pandemic piece called The Crooked Spire, which is based on Chris Nixon's wonderful novel about Chesterfield. And one day we'd like to put that on, but we shall see. But yeah, so many people have difficulties performing at all at the moment, so it's nice to be able to put something like this together and people to hear it.
Yeah, and I think it's really great that people all across the world can listen to it, and our relatives in America got to listen to it and watch it live. When we videoed it first, we did it live, so that was really great.
Fantastic. That is ideal from our perspective. We have plenty there to work with, so thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, great.
And yeah, we have your track here, so as I say, we'll edit it together. What time are we on now? 1:10. And it'll probably get its first play out between 2 or 3. It'll be either 2:15 or 2:15. This all depends on my work from home assistance, depending on what mood it's in.
So you want me to send it over fairly promptly then?
If you could,
of course.
Whenever you're